You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, don't you just love it? You know, we're coming up on the end of the week. Doesn't that just rejuvenate you? You know, I mean, I love my weeks. Actually, my week is less hectic than my weekend. My weekends, I still do a show on the weekend, and then I do all the catch-up work I have to do from over the week. And so my weekends are exhausting. Of course, I get to top off the end of my weekend with Boardwalk Empire. I love that show, and I've talked about that show. Oh, I love Boardwalk Empire. Great show. Honestly, Sunday HBO has always been good, whether it's True Blood or Game of Thrones. I just love HBO. I know I got to see. There's, you know, tons of other shows I know I have to see. I just maybe I'll Netflix them. So, I just love the psychology behind, the end of the week. Now, I think some studies say Wednesday is your healthiest day, though, of the week. Now, that was kind of interesting. I'd love to see if they actually can extrapolate that into, do you get sick on Wednesdays, do you? But they think Wednesdays are your healthiest day because you're already getting into the rhythm of things. You know, you partied on the weekend, then Monday you didn't sleep or you were hungover. This is in theory, of course. And then Tuesday comes along, and see, I don't drink. I don't drink, like, you know, I make jokes about it a lot. And, you know, yes, you know, in college, I did like the occasional kamikaze. You know, it went well with my top ramen I was eating. But, you know, when you're in radio, you need to preserve your voice. And alcohol hurts the voice. Not to mention alcohol ups your risk of throat cancer. So, you know, even though a mojito sounds phenomenal right now, or a margarita, or a Jack and Coke, or a Crown and anyway, 16-7. Anyway, no, I don't drink alcohol, which is why I feel comfortable telling you guys no, you know, cut back, because also wine gives me headaches, you know. But no, I mean, when you're on radio, you need to protect your voice. You know, when you're in the media, if you sing, any of you singing in your church, I mean, if you want to enhance your voice, you got to stay away from alcohol. You got to stay away from the caffeine. You know, one thing that damages your vocal cords is the acid reflux. So you look at things that give you acid reflux, spicy food. One of my favorite doctors here in town is Dr. Randy Weingarten. He's a ear, nose, and throat doctor I've worked with for many years. And, you know, I called him up and I go, you know, look, am I doing everything right? You know, steam showers, you know, to protect your voice. You know, and he agreed. You know, he's like, look, you gotta prevent the reflux. You gotta prevent the acid reflux. So no spicy foods, no caffeinated foods, you know, tea. Everybody says, well, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, you have to have hot tea and lemon. No. Hot tea and lemon, tea has caffeine. That could increase your acid production. So we don't recommend hot tea. In fact, we recommend hydration, plenty of fluids, and we recommend humidified air. But we don't usually recommend tea. Now, when you have a sore throat and, you know, you're sick, you know, chicken soup seems to soothe it. Hot cocoa seems to soothe it. There are some soothing properties, you know, because, you know, the heat kind of, you know, causes, it increases your vascularization, and it does. It kind of, you know, incites some of your inflammatory cells. So sometimes you could feel better. But a lot of times when you're inflamed, we don't want to go to heat. We want to go to ice. Now, we've talked about ice. Whenever you twist your ankle or twist your knee, bust your knee, playing basketball, and you jam your finger and it swells, we would put ice on it. When you ice, you vasoconstrict. You cause those blood vessels to constrict really tight so inflammatory fluids can't leak. Also, it helps slow down some of the bleeding. And if you slow down some of the bleeding, you get less bruising. So decreasing swelling by ice, you know, so ice and cool seems to help. You know, my son, he'll get nosebleeds all the time. And, you know, I like to put cool water. I don't like to put ice directly on his nose. Whenever you have a nosebleed, you never want to put ice because you can kind of damage the skin and cause frostbite. But I get a nice cool rag and I lift that head back and I hold on to the nose, and then, you know, I actually have him, you know, sitting still for 5 minutes so I could, you know, give him the, you know, weekly guilt trip or,
you know, try to give him ideas of what to buy me for my birthday, you know, and you know, so, you know, you could talk, you could have a nice conversation with him, but cool, you want to use cool. So, for anyway, those of you that have to protect your voice, you really got to cut back on spicy foods, cut back on the caffeine, cut back on alcohol, make sure you keep your voice hydrated, and when you aren't working, shut up. Voice rest. Voice rest is crucial. Absolutely crucial. You just try not to use your voice. I was talking to my kids today in the car, and, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm starting to come down with a little bit of a viral thing, but I'm noticing my voice is a little bit more raspy, you know, a little Bonnie Tyler thing going on. I think I sound sexy, but I'm like, I hope I'm not wearing and tearing my voice. You know, doing the show 3 hours a day, plus running to practice and yelling at kids and singing in the shower, you can really strain your voice, you know. So my doctor said, just when you're on your off times, don't talk. So my kids started fighting in the back, and I was about to yell at them like I usually do, and I yell. I yell at my kids because, you know, kids have selective hearing. So you want to hope you got the right decibel into the right ear canal at the right time. And, you know, I told them, I go, look, guys, I can't yell. I'm not going to be able to yell, so you guys are going to have to be good boys. And, of course, they look at each other, and they snicker, and they smirk, and they high-five each other, and I saw it all. You know, but believe it or not, they were actually kind of good boys today. You know, I think they were like, wait a second, Mom's not yelling at me. Something's wrong. You know, Armageddon. So, but anyway, all right, hopefully that helps. That's what to do to save your voice. All right, okay, so what are we going to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show? We're going to talk about Dr. Dahlia. Why not? No. I want to talk about, you know, let's talk about this freshman 15 and weight gain. You know, I don't think it's such a, you know, life-saving story, but it's kind of interesting about, you know, who gains weight and who doesn't when they go off to school. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about people overdosing on Soma. Many of you take a muscle relaxant. We've been talking about painkillers a lot on this show. The media have been just ripping painkillers left and right, ripping them a new one because people are overdosing on them. More deaths happen because of painkillers than heroin and cocaine. But we're forgetting it's Bert and Ernie, you know, roommate, Soma. Most of you are taking Soma, a muscle relaxant, when you're taking painkillers, and they're finding Soma overdoses are high. And a lot more medical news we're going to talk about, so please don't go away and call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental. Friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, and just follow me. All right, I have follow me to my singing lessons. All right, it is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Yeah, we're done with the National Breast Cancer Month. You know that, we're done. Whew, I can finally put my bra back on. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we have National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's great because there's all these studies that come out. I mean, remember, we were talking about yesterday how, the herpes virus can attack an aggressive breast cancer. I mean, so cool stuff. I like it, but whew, enough with the boobies. All right, so it looks like this month we're going to talk a lot about diabetes, which is fine. I mean, diabetes is pretty common. You know, thousands upon thousands of us, a huge percentage of us, are probably going to get diabetes, before we know it, especially if we have a family history. And I think the number is even going to go up. More of our population is going to have it because of the way we eat and because of the fast food and because of our lack of mobility. So, you know, we'll definitely be entertaining diabetes questions. And, you know, hopefully this month they come up with a lot of cool stuff. All right, but, you know, you're still going to hear about breast cancer. You know, I mean, even though Breast Cancer Awareness Month is done, you know, you're still going to hear stories like this one, all right? Prolonged sitting. So if you sit at your job for a long time and you sit at home, you're going to be more at risk for breast cancer. Now, this is very similar to the story that came out, a few months ago, saying prolonged sitting causes colon cancer. Okay, so now colon cancer and breast. And people are like, well, yeah, it's because you sit on your butt. Yeah, but we don't sit on our breasts. No, we don't. So prolonged sitting linked to breast cancer and colon cancer. Now, all right, so what's the fine line? What's the common denominator? Common denominator is lack of movement. All right, our bodies were designed to move. So probably the increased fat, the less muscle, your immune system improves when you move and you're active and your circulation is going. So I would think that's an issue. Now, what scientists are recommending is they say a brisk daily walk of at least 30 minutes could lower your risk over time for breast cancer and colon cancer. They say they reviewed 200 cancer studies worldwide and found convincing evidence that regular physical activity reduces the risk of breast cancer, colon cancer, and endometrial cancer by 25% to 30%. They even think it may also reduce lung, prostate, and ovarian cancer. Well, we all know this. It's the same story, different day. Exercise, 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 don't sit. But again, remember, you know, a lot of us have sit-down jobs. Now, I was looking at some pictures online where some workstations in some of these companies, you work on a treadmill. There's a treadmill where you could walk and work. Or some workstations have one of those, the seats are those balls. You know, those big, huge, blue and red weight balls? Yeah, because if you sit on that, you need to balance and move. I think, I'm not a big fan of walking and working, because again, I mean, you need to do a good job. I would almost rather than have the employee just go to the gym, you know, have a gym at the office, have them work out and then come back and concentrate. I don't think I'd want them to treadmill and work at the same time, especially in the medical field. I mean, we just can't make any mistakes, but I love the idea of sitting on one of those balls. Especially if it lowers the amount of pressure you're putting on your low spine. You know, I think one of the reasons why we have back pain is because of the way we sit. I mean, we don't sit evenly. We don't distribute our weight properly across our hips. Like right now, how am I sitting? All right, well, first, I have my legs up on the table, you know, as I'm talking to you guys, and I'm leaning towards the microphone. No, I'm dressed. Please, come on, keep it clean. It's a family show. And I'm leaning more towards my left hip. And, now that I'm conscious of it, I'm trying to sit straight. But, you know, if you look at the way my body is, it's not very ergonomic, and I'm probably putting too much pressure and torque on my right butt. Well, no wonder I have wear and tear on my hip. You know, and of course I'm leaning in with my shoulder and my back. That's not the proper way to sit. You need to sit upright. But imagine if you were balancing on a balance ball. Now, me, I don't balance well, so I'd probably fall off. But if they have one of those things where you could actually sit and do that, even if it's for 20, 30 minutes at a time, that's exercise. That's movement. I mean, face it, we don't work in factories anymore or assembly lines. You know, we're sitting. Now, you know, of course, seamstresses used to sit all day. Tailors would sit. Now, they kind of get up to measure. But, I mean, you need the type of job where you're getting up and moving around. And if not, and you're at a computer all day, or if you're front desk, or you have to stand at the registration counter at a hotel, you're going to have to think of ways to exercise. Do leg lifts. We've talked about this all the time. Suck in your stomach. Put a little Post-it note. That's what I do. Have a little Post-it note by my computer reminding me to suck in my stomach. So then I could suck in my stomach, you know. Well, kind of little desk Pilates, right? You could do butt crunches, do some head rolls, roll your shoulders. I mean, you know, maybe what you could do is you could have a little timer next to your computer where every minute you have to do a couple arm circles. You got to get the whole office involved and show your boss at the meeting. You know, go look, I want to do my job as well as anybody else, but, you know, they keep coming out with these articles saying if you sit for an extended period of time, you know, we're going to die. And I don't want to die. So what could we do at our desk to still be productive and exercise? Can we maybe take little 5-minute breaks? Can we get those balls to sit on? Can we, quit giggling. All right. I can't say ball without you guys giggling. Talk about the weight balls. Forget it. You know what? Forget it. Grow up. All right. Let's talk about something else. Apparently, Please. All right, let's talk about the Soma overdose. All right, a lot of you guys have back pain. We talked about this the hour before. Many of you take painkillers, but you also take muscle relaxants. And I don't blame you. I prescribe muscle relaxants. And when we were in medical school, we used to joke. I mean, not very funny. I mean, you know, medical student jokes aren't as funny as other people's jokes. But we used to joke that Soma would put you into a coma. I mean, Soma is a pretty fancy schmancy heavy muscle relaxant. And it works. I mean, it works. It relaxes the muscle, puts you to sleep. The only problem is they're saying more and more people are landing in the ER after abusing the muscle relaxant. We thought just painkillers were an issue. No, it's not. It's not. We're talking about, let me see how many here. 15,000 to 31,000 visits in the ER between 2004 and 2009. Now, what does Soma do? Well, it relaxes the muscles. Also causes some sort of analgesic effect. Not because it's an analgesic, but because it relaxes the muscles and the muscles hurt and the muscles are in spasm. So not only do you not have that tightness, but it helps with pain. The only thing is, if you take it along with narcotics or benzodiazepines, etc., this prescription drug cocktail that you make could be very dangerous. Now, let's just say you overdose on Soma alone. All right, what could you do? Well, you could die. You could die from an overdose of Soma. I mean, you could die from an overdose of anything. Okay, no medicine is 100% safe, even a vitamin. You could overdose on anything. You can. Okay? It could put you into a coma. It could cause shallow breathing, slow breathing. Your blood pressure could drop, seizures, hallucinations. You could either become very, very rigid, or you could have uncontrollable muscle contractions, eye movements. So if any of your family members have blurred vision, dilated pupils, muscle coordination that seems to be failing, headaches, like I said earlier, difficulty breathing, etc., they could be overdosing on their narcotics or their Soma. You got to bring them in. And I know we spent a lot of time talking about back pain and, you know, what to do for chronic pain and failed back syndrome, et cetera. And you do run out of options. I mean, I wish there was more out there. Sometimes with some of these very, very painful conditions, sometimes the doctors may even try to sever the nerve. We were talking about tailbone pain a while back on the show. Somebody had tailbone pain. And, we call it coccidina. The coccyx is our tailbone. And, you know, there's been a variety of treatments, physical therapy, medication. Sometimes you do injections. There's actually a chiropractic manipulation where you go into the rectum and you can manipulate the bone, although most people don't do that nowadays. But they used to do that. And there is a chiropractic manipulation or osteopathic manipulation that you could do. But, you know, sometimes they'll actually just, you know, cut the nerve that's causing the pain. Or you could even do surgery where you could, if you have a fracture, remove the fractured part. So, I mean, my recommendation for any of you that are on chronic medications, make sure you're getting an opinion from an orthopedist and a pain specialist. And I'll let people say, but Dr. Dahlia, I went 10 years ago. They said there's nothing they could do for me. But listen, that was 10 years ago. If they're fighting breast cancer with herpes and trying to treat Alzheimer's with antivirals, like we talked about yesterday. I'm positive that they're going to come up with treatments for back pain. You know, you might have gone to a doctor 10 years ago, but things are different now. So just get that second opinion. All right, when we come back, another star gets a recurrence of his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We're going to talk about that as well as more medical news. Please don't go away on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulated Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those of you that used to watch Survivor, I watched, I think, the first five seasons. The one that won Survivor Africa, Ethan Zone, I believe also a soccer player, and I think he married one of his other, the other contestants, Jenna, if I remember correctly. He had been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Treatable cancer, but he had been in remission for a couple years until September. And it looks like his cancer just returned. Looks like he's lost some weight.
But he says he's going to be undergoing chemotherapy, a new kind, they say, SGM-35. It's going to target only the cancer cells only, leaving the healthier cells alone. See, what these lymphomas do, like Hodgkin's lymphoma, basically what happens, it's a cancer of your lymphatic system, which is kind of part of your immune system. And you have these lymphocytes that fight infection, your B cells and your T cells. So what ends up happening is one of these cells basically goes haywire and starts to grow, and it grows to the point where usually cells are supposed to die after they get to a certain age. Well, these lymphoma cells that just don't die, they just keep growing. I mean, they don't know exactly what causes it. All right. There's either like a DNA mutation or something tells the cell to just start to rapidly divide. Then it continues living, you know, and then it starts to crowd out the other healthy cells. So the other healthy cells can't do what they're supposed to do. So people that have lymphoma, so they'll get like swollen lymph nodes. They'll be fatigued. They'll lose weight. They'll not handle alcohol well sometimes, lose their appetite, chest pain, coughing, trouble breathing, night sweats, fever chills, etc. You know, so there's a lot of different things. And what they have to do is they have to do chemotherapy to kind of kill off these abnormal cells to stop them from reproducing. And yes, people do die from these, but luckily with lymphomas now, there are a lot of treatments. These lymphomas, every now and then we hear of a star like the Spartacus star. He was in Spartacus. I'm trying to think of what his name is. He actually had just died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You have Hodgkin's lymphoma, then you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Just, you know, different types of cells that attack and start to coalesce. But you know, it's really frustrating because, you know, these cancers, you want to fight them, you want to lick them, you want to cut them out, and they come back. They come back like a cancer. Now, one of the emails I received this week asked me, you know, Dr. Dahlia, what could I do to check for cancer? Now, it was a very short email, and I like the short emails because, you know, they're quick to read, you know, but boy, is that a broad topic. I know a lot of us are thinking that, you know, like, well, I want to make sure I don't have cancer. And you hear about all these cancers. We heard about Steve Jobs last month, you know, and died of pancreatic cancer. And then, you know, we heard the Spartacus star died from lymphoma. Now, you know, here Ethan Zahn has Hodgkin's lymphoma that's recurring, and Farrah Fawcett with rectal cancer. And unfortunately, you know, we're not allowed as doctors to run one scan and say you're cancer free. Now, there is a scan called a PET scan, and we use PET scans a lot to see if a cancer has spread and to see if you are in remission. I love the PET scan. I think it is a fabulous test. We just aren't allowed to run it on people routinely. You know, people are like, well, run a PET scan on me. Well, you know, sometimes a PET scan could light up if you have inflammation, so you could get some false positives. So you run PET scans on everybody. One, that would be pretty expensive. And two, you could have certain places light up. Like one of my family members, when she had breast cancer, you know, we went ahead and ordered a PET scan because we wanted to see where it spread. Well, the area that she had the surgery was all lit up, including the lymph nodes. So we're like, okay, well, does that mean there's still cancer in the breast that they missed with the lymph nodes, or is it because of the inflammation? You know, and then the other doctor's like, you know, you guys ran the test too early. What are you doing? So we don't like to run the test willy-nilly, but it would be nice if they perfect that test and we're able to later just get PET scans and, you know, check every couple of years and see if we have something growing and then find it. Because right now, how we do this is we just individually attack certain body parts. You know, you'll come in and you'll get a physical and you'll get, you know, blood test, right? And on that blood test, you'll get your cholesterol, you'll get your thyroid. If you're a man, a PSA. We'll check your vitamin D now, liver, kidneys, etc. And, you know, we'll do a blood count. And people will say, well, do I have blood cancer? Well, if your blood count is normal, that's nice. That's reassuring because you're right, leukemia. Leukemias, you'll see high amounts of white blood cells. But just because it's negative doesn't mean you don't. All right? Doesn't mean you're free and clear. So I'll do blood work on people and they'll say, okay, so good. So my blood work is good. I don't have any cancer. And I have to say, well, no. I mean, I can't test for breast cancer in the blood. All right? I can't test for rectal cancer in the blood. I can't, you know, there's a lot of things you can't test for. But it's a good sign. All right, because, you know, somebody who does have cancer, they could be losing weight, they could be anemic. If, let's say, cancer spread to the bone, there's an alkaline phosphatase, and that alkaline phosphatase test could be high. So there are markers in the blood that could trigger us to go, okay, let's look deeper. So if you do have normal blood work, that's a great sign. But that doesn't mean you're out of the woods. Okay, how do we test for, so we just attack the individual cancers. Now, rectal cancer. We test for rectal cancer by doing a rectal exam on you every year. You know, women get rectal exams every year also. They get them when they go in for their pap smears. Now that the government wants to, you know, decrease the number of pap smears you get, you know, to every 3 years, maybe just cut them off at age 65, we're going to have to retrain our physicians to still get the patient to come in and get a rectal done. I mean, we'd do it at the same time when we were examining your ovaries and the uterus and the vagina, et cetera. I mean, we'd do it all at the same time. But now if we're going to do away with pap smears, women aren't going to, you know, break down your door to come in for a rectal exam, but that's what we did. All right. We'd also check for blood in the stool. Blood in the stool could be a sign of rectal cancer or colon cancer. Colon cancer, we do colonoscopies. Yes, there's a tumor marker, the CEA, you could run. There is a tumor marker you could run. Again, they're not allowing us to do it as routine, right? Because, again, you could have false positives. But to really screen for colon cancer, you need to have a scope. Gastric cancer, a scope from the other way. Pancreatic cancer, a little harder to screen for. If you have abdominal pain, if you have, you know, chronic heartburn, maybe the doctor needs to order an ultrasound or a CAT scan of the area just to make sure the pancreas looks good. Yes, there are tumor markers for those. Again, not a screen. Ovaries. Best way to keep an eye on the ovaries is a pelvic ultrasound. Again, we're not allowed to do it as a screen, right? If you have pelvic pain, you know, issues with your period, then maybe they'll go in and do a, you know, ovarian ultrasound, pelvic ultrasound, you know, look at the uterus also for endometrial cancer. That would be an ultrasound. There is a blood test, the CA125, that we use to monitor ovarian cancer. Again, we're not allowed to use it as a screen. All right, so testicles. Check for testicle cancer. You examine your testicles. If you feel a lump, you got to go in and see the doctor. Then we ultrasound you. Then we do a biopsy. Prostate cancer. We run PSAs. Oh, wait. They're saying not to run PSAs. Well, tough. I run the PSAs, and your doctor should. They should do a digital rectal exam. That's a way to test for prostate. But you see why healthcare costs so much? I mean, I haven't even gone to above the waist yet. And look at all the tests and the costs, right? Lung cancer, we could do a chest x-ray, even though the guidelines this week, again, reconfirmed you don't do that. Yet, I'm sorry, when my smokers have a cough that doesn't go away or they lose weight, I'm doing a chest x-ray. And then I'll probably go ahead and do a CAT scan. All right? I want to make sure, you know, we catch this early. Cancer of the head and neck, lumps, checking the back of the throat, look at the mouth. Your oral surgeon or your dentist will look for oral cancer. Your doctor should too, under the tongue, around the gums. I mean, skin cancer, a dermatologist or your regular doctor could do a skin cancer check looking for melanomas. I mean, the list goes on. I can't list all. So, you know, when you ask me, how do I test for cancer or what should I ask my doctor to order to look for cancer? I mean, you know, you could get cancer, you know, you have so many parts to your body. But my recommendation is, so you don't get, you know, nervous or paranoid, just be aware. Look at, you know, the parts of your body. Look, you know, at your tissue area. Take a mirror. You know, feel for lumps. And if something doesn't feel right, you go to your doctor. You don't feel right, go to your doctor. We won't think you're a hypochondriac. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG? With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. All right. So, you know, in today's news, a fourth accuser states that Herman Cain had been sexually harassing her, presidential candidate Herman Cain. And, you know, and you're reading these going, okay, you know, is anybody going to actually tell us what the heck happened? And apparently what they were able to do is, you know, since some of these women, they have a gag order, we were able to get a little bit of history, or I don't want to say we, because I'm not investigating this, but reporters were able to get a little bit of history from coworkers. All right. Apparently what they said is, now again, these were several people, quote unquote, familiar with her account at the time. All right. They said that there were advances Mr. Cain made during a festive night with several younger staff members. They drank until late in the evening. This comes from the New York Times. And his flirty banter with the woman crossed over into propositions that she leave with him. These were from a variety of people in different interviews. They say one person with direct knowledge of her account at the time. You see, are these guys reliable sources? Said the woman, roughly two decades Mr. Cain's junior and serving at a lower-level job, rebuffed him, but that he continued to make advances. She was uncomfortable, and it was inappropriate from the start. He was persistent. And I see what they're going to do. They're going to try to use all these, you know, eyewitness reports. And are they really eyewitness reports? To further this along, you know, what I'm interested in, and again, I mean, I am interested in this because, I know Herman Cain very well. I've been a fan of his, you know, from the beginning when, you know, when he's been radio, and I supported his decision, you know, to run for president. I mean, I love the other candidates too. I think the other candidates, you know, are phenomenal in their own ways. And of course, everybody I can find some critiques with, but, you know, this just reminds me of, to me, I'm a little reminded by President Clinton. Now, I don't remember his campaign, and I don't remember if there were any charges or whatnot. But, I would be naive to think that President Clinton didn't hit on somebody and hit on somebody at a party. He played around with a clerk and a cigar at the same time in the Oval Office. I am sure he was amorous at times and probably hit on some people. Now again, I don't want to accuse President Clinton of doing anything, but I want to research, did anybody during his political campaign to run for president say something happened, or was that just not a topic talked about back then? You know, and you know, remember we were talking about how to prevent you being accused of sexual harassment. Now, I mean, it's hard to go back in the past. I mean, a lot of us after work went out, and we went out and we drank and we giggled and we flirted with each other. That's what a lot of people do when they get off work or they go to happy hour. It just, of course, this got to the point where she felt harassed, to the point where she had to get the National Restaurant Association involved, and there was a severance pay. So, again, I don't know the details. We're starting to get little bits and pieces by people that were friends of friends. But, you know, I just wondered, did anything or any other presidential campaign, you know, did Ronald Reagan ever hit on anybody? Did Jimmy Carter ever amorously advance somebody? Did that ever make it to the political campaign? But, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, any of you thinking of running for president, I mean, start now being careful, because this really could hurt him. I mean, you know, I'm seeing how he's handling it. And I like I said, I'm dying to see exactly what this was, because, again, I mean, you know, we've talked about sexual harassment, and somebody truly sexually harassed, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's very uncomfortable, especially if you lose your job over it, or you don't feel like you could advance. I mean, it's very, very, stifling and psychologically trying. But, if, you know, Herman Cain is 100% right on, where no, he didn't harass anybody, then this thing is just, you know, a nightmare for him. So, it'll be interesting to see. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let me see. There was some more cancer news. I'm just tired of talking about cancer. Are you guys tired of hearing about it? I'm just tired of hearing about it. This is like, looks like a nice positive one. A handful of nuts a day can keep the belly fat away. Don't keep the doctor away, because I still need to, you know, you know, support the staff and pay for the building. All right, so they say a handful of nuts a day could keep hunger at bay and then beat belly fat. Oh, we've known that. They actually link nuts with higher levels of serotonin. Now, serotonin supposedly decreases appetite, boosts happiness, improves heart health, although many people taking these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors actually gain weight and report positive appetite. But we have known that, you know, high serotonin, you actually have less of an appetite. You know, kids have higher serotonin. As we age, we have lower serotonin. And we know we get more obese as we age, so maybe serotonin has something to do with this. All right, so these are studies published in the Journal of Proteome Research. What the hell is that? All right. And they say this should benefit patients with metabolic syndrome characterized by excessive abdominal fat, high blood sugar, high blood pressure. They say dietary changes along with regular consumption of nuts, which contain healthy fats, antioxidants, can help patients shed excess weight. Here's my problem with nuts. Unless they're covered in chocolate, I don't eat them. I don't eat them. They say consuming 30 grams of mixed nuts a day displayed higher serotonin levels. They say 90% of the body's serotonin is located in the gut, where the remainder is found in the central nervous system, where it regulates mood and appetite. Most prescribed drugs treat depression, anxiety, we know that. They say very, very interesting. Interesting. They also say pistachios help weight loss. All right, here's the thing. When people have abnormal bowel movements or they have irritable bowel, I've been using these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors because one, there was a medication in the past, I can't think of the name at the top of my head because it was taken off the market, that enhanced the serotonin in the gut, which seemed to help with the irritable bowel. But I also noticed many of my patients on Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Lexapro, Celexa, etc., they have less bowel problems. And I think there's a huge link between serotonin and the bowel. Now, some people could also say, well, look, if you're anxious, if you're depressed, then you're not going to have good bowels. Yeah, yeah. But then somebody could also say, if your bowels are bad, you're going to be anxious. I mean, think about it. When you're constipated, how does your day go? Right, pretty crappy, right? When you're constipated, you don't feel right. I think, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know, but I think they are very, very related, extremely related. And so my recommendation to any of you is if you have chronic bowel issues, of course, get checked. Have a gastroenterologist take a peek at you. If you're due for your scopes, get your scopes done, whether it's the upper or lower. Of course, maintain a good diet. Diet's a lot of it. A lot of you eat processed foods. A lot of us eat, I should say, processed foods, and we like our white bread, and we like our carbohydrates and our cookies. You know what I had? You know what I had today, which was really, really bad? But I had a snowball. You know those snowballs where it's chocolate cake, and then it has the whipped cream inside or the filling, and then it's covered with marshmallow and then peak candies on top? I just had to have one. I was craving one. Maybe I was PMS, all right? All right. So, you know, but if you eat something like that and you get gas, well, you know, there's a reason for that, all right? Maybe your body can't handle those little pink things. Maybe it can't handle cream. And I'm not just ripping on a snowball, all right? And I'm not trying to give it a commercial either. But, you know, just because a company is able to make that chocolatey, delectable, yummy ball doesn't mean your gut knows how to eat it. You know, and studies have actually shown that many of us with, you know, abnormal gut issues or colitis, we actually can benefit from putting bowel bacteria back in us. Yeah, remember, God, this was about a year and a half ago, there was a woman who was losing weight, had tried every medication in the book for her colitis, every treatment in the book, and then finally they transplanted her husband's fecal bacteria into hers. I know it sounds disgusting, put the snowball down then, all right? And she actually got better. So, you know, your gut flora really rules the body. But we'll talk more about that when you're not eating. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way. If not, stay on for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.